cook that shit on Lou.
It's easy. It can be so easy. With my friends, I need somewhere to run, I need somewhere to go. If you tell Brianna about your problems, I bet she will know. She gon' tell you things and show you things you never seen before. She gon' show you how to stack your bread and how to save it though. It's easy, it can be so easy. Help me with my funds, I need somewhere to run, I need somewhere to go. If you tell Brianna about your problems, I bet she will know. She gon' show you things and tell you things you never seen before. She gon' teach you how to stack your bread and how to say it though.
It's just Brianna, tell me Brianna. 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 It's just Brianna, just Brianna, just Brianna.
Hey guys, welcome back, and if you're new here, as always, welcome, welcome. We're back with another episode on EBJB, the podcast, the financial literacy and motivational podcast with your girl, Just Brianna. I want to get right into today's episode where we'll be talking about five steps to gaining financial freedom. Now, I do want to express that these are not quick steps to do. Each step will take you some time. Listen, gaining financial freedom in itself is going to take you some time. So I don't want you to mistake these steps as a quick route, but simply use these steps as a guide, okay? So first step is paying off all our existing debt. I want to take the time to introduce two debt payoff methods to y'all, which is the snowball avalanche method. It's pretty popular. I'm pretty sure y'all heard of it before, but I'm going to take the time to introduce it here. With the snowball method, you are paying down the smallest debt first and working your way up while paying minimum payments on your other debts. While the avalanche method, you are paying extra money towards your highest debt and you're still making minimum payments towards your other debt still. Both methods are going to require you to know the debt you have, all your debt. So yes, you have to face some demons on this walk to financial freedom, people, but that's okay. It's really okay. The first step is acknowledging. So you are going to have to list them out. We're going to make them a part of our budget. If you are working with not so much income, get a baseline budget going on. Write your expenses and needs. Take that extra money you're making that you have left after paying that and pay it towards your debt. Make paying your debt off literally your priority at this point. That should be your first step. Second is making sure you change your surroundings and hang with like-minded people. Now, am I saying kick your best friend out your life because sis still want to party and travel while you're on your journey to financial freedom? No, ma'am. What I'm saying is introduce what you're trying to accomplish to the people around you. Ask for support in a manner that they're still here for you, but they respect what you're trying to accomplish with your money, and adapt people to your surroundings who are on the same path that you are. Money and mindset run hand in hand, and who you are around does affect how you act and how you think. So with that being said, try to limit those temptations. If you know you can't resist a good bag or shoe, eliminate those outlets of distraction and follow those shoe boutiques. Tell that shopaholic friend you'll catch them next time on that mall trip. Delete those fast fashion clothing apps. Change your surroundings and hang with like-minded people, guys. Listen, watch how much everything begins to flourish, including your finances. On to step three, which is creating that emergency funds. I'm sure I brought this up plenty of times before, so let's make this brief. Take your monthly expenses, add it all up. Save 6 months' worth. Bottom line, what we know in 2021 is your job is not promised. Millions of people have lost their jobs last year, and for most, it was their only source of income and nothing to rely on because they didn't have any money saved. Let's not find ourselves in that situation. Let's prepare ourselves to not only keep ourselves but our family afloat by creating this emergency funds. It also takes away that everyday anxiety most have when living paycheck to paycheck, to have that cushion there when it's needed. So now that we paid off debt, now that we changed our surroundings and started hanging with like-minded people, now that we created this emergency funds, now is the time to make investments, which is step four, and create multiple streams of income, step five. Keeping all your money in a savings account, guys, is not going to help you create more money. It's going to help you save some money, but it's not going to help you create more money. Now is the time to make your money work for you by making investments. Start small, work your way up, do your research, make sure you know what you're investing your hard work and money into. I cannot express this enough. Reach out for help if you need it, but know where you're putting your money into. Lastly, create more streams of income. We should have more than one stream of income, and sometimes two is playing it a bit risky as well. In order to obtain and maintain financial freedom, we are going to need multiple streams of income. And one, if not some, needs to be passive income. Now, for those who aren't familiar with passive income is, quick definition for you guys, is income that doesn't require you to do a lot of active work to continue to make it. Some examples of this can be like writing a book, creating an app, investing in stock, creating a course, creating printables, reselling items, doing affiliate markets, dropship stores, so on. I can go on the rest of this episode, but we're not. We have Google, guys. It's a powerful tool. Go ahead and use it. Find some ideas to create passive income and add that to your stream of monthly incomes. Gaining financial freedom isn't easy, but with the will of wanting to be in a better space financially and following these five steps, it just got easy with your girl JB, okay? So to wrap up tonight's conversation with me and my five steps, if you find this episode and any other previous episodes useful, please subscribe, share with a friend who can use it, post it on your socials, all that good stuff for me, you know. As always, thank you for listening. God bless. JB. I just want to say, if you're still here and listening, you're a real one. I really, really appreciate you sitting here listening through my ads, because those ads at the end of these podcasts is what gets your girl paid. We need some coins. So thank you if you're still here from listening, you know. I got 1,200 subscribers. Oh, we've been at this for what, 3 years? And I got 1,200 subscribers. I can freaking scream. I'm just a small little city. I'm not even from the city. I'm like from the outskirts of Philadelphia, but I moved to Philadelphia and then I moved to Dallas. But I'm just like this small girl with big dreams. And I'm so happy for the support that I get from you guys. And it warms my heart. So if you're still here and you're still listening, and you listen to that darn ad, thank you. And listen every freaking episode if you can, because I need my coin. All right, stay blessed.